This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حياكم الله يا مشايخ بإذن الله تعالى. Your brother in Islam Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you. Another beautiful majlis, another lesson through the language of Arabic. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, we hope that you have the book in front of you. We hope that you are fresh and you are ready. And we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And we also make the dua which our Nabi sallallahu was ordered to make in the Noble Quran. What dua was he ordered to make? وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. O Allah, O my Rabb, increase me in ilm, increase me in knowledge, subhanAllah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, walhamdulillah. We are now in lesson number 13. الدرس الثالث عشر walhamdulillah. From durusul lughatil arabiyyati, from the lessons in the Arabic language for non-Arabic speaking individuals. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. Brothers and sisters, in our previous majlis, we were introduced to the concept of plurals, jam' masha'Allah. The brothers are praying Salatul Jumu'ah. Jumu'ah, why is it called Jumu'ah? Jim, Mim, Ain, coming together, indicating many matters coming together. On that day, our father Adam alayhi salam was created. On this day, he was exited from paradise. On this day, he was put onto earth. On this day, Yawmul Qiyamah will occur. And so many events have come together on the day of Jumu'ah. Similarly, we are praying Salatul Jama'ah. Jama'ah, Jim, Mim, Ain coming together. And why do we call it Jama'ah? Because we have many people coming together for this Salah. If you are praying on your own, you do not call this Salatul Jama'ah. Rather, when you are praying in a large group, when you are praying more than one, then this would be jama'ah, insha'Allah, masha'Allah. So brothers and sisters, الدَّرْسُ الثَّالِثَ عَشَرُ, lesson number 13. Walhamdulillah, in our previous majlis, we went through exercise 1, exercise 2, and exercise number 3, insha'Allah. And so, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, we will move on to exercise 4, 5, and 6 very, very soon. But a quick reminder, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And remind, for verily a reminder benefits the believers, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Noble Quran. Brothers and sisters, الدَّرْسُ الثَّالِثَ عَشَرُ, we dealt with the matter of jam'. Jam' meaning the plural. So we have, for example, a kitabun, then its plural would be kutubun, kutubun. We have, for example, the word qalamun, a pen. Plural of this, 10 pens, 20 pens, then we would say aqlamun, aqlamun, excellent. We have one Muslim, and then we have many muslimuna, muslimuna, excellent. Brothers and sisters, we said that in Arabic, jam' is divided into two categories. We have jam' which is salim, salim, jam' salim, they are sound. All we did to them was, we added a waw and we added a noon. Example, muslimun, pluralize it, muslimun became muslimuna. We kept the original muslim, then we added a waw and noon, became muslimuna, excellent. Feminine version, muslimatun, muslimatun, plural that, muslimatun, muslimatun. We kept the original, we added alif and ta, muslimatun, jameel. So the jam', we have jam' salim, and then we have jam' taksir. Taksir, broken plurals, they don't really have any pattern. Whereas our sound ones, we just mentioned, they have a pattern. You add the waw noon, or you add the alif and ta. As for broken plurals, they are more in number in reality, and there's no specific pattern that they follow. Brothers and sisters, we read the beautiful verse from the Noble Quran. It was, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ. Look at this. These are sound plurals. Masculine sound plural and feminine sound plural. إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات the feminine والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما ما شاء الله. So that verse in reality covers many of the sound masculine plurals and sound feminine plurals. Walhamdulillah. As for the broken plurals, then they are too numerous to mention, subhanAllah. Some that we might have covered, example, waladun, a boy. Awladun, boys. Rabbun, Rabb, our Rabb. Arbabun, lords. Malun. MashaAllah, brother Ahmed has a lot of mal. We would say he's got a lot of amwal. Plural, amwal. So you have mal, then you have amwal. Wealth, property. There's a nahrun. I saw a nahrun. Nahr is a river. And then I saw many anharun. Many anharun. So-and-so has a zoj. So-and-so has a zoj, a spouse, a wife. Somebody else has azwajun, azwajun. His rijil is paining. Rijil, rijil is a foot. Somebody else, his others, they arjul, arjulun, 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 feet. Aynun, eye. A'yunun, a'yunun, or uyunun, uyunun. You have two plurals there. You could either say a'yunun or uyunun. Brother, mashallah, you have a very nice saifun. What's a saif? Somebody's name is Saifullah. Khalid ibn Walid, his name was Saifullah, or his title was Saifullah. Saif is a sword. Saifun, with a seen, not a sword. Seen, Saifun. And then plural would be Suyufun, Suyufun. Rajulun, Rijalun. Imra'atun, Nisa'un. Imra'atun, woman. And Nisa'un, plural, woman. For example, we have a Nabi, then we have Anbiya, we have Ruhun, his Ruh has left his body, subhanAllah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Him we will make ruju', we will return. Ruhun, soul. Arwahun, souls. Month, mashallah, we in Shahr, such and such. We in Shahrun, Shahrun, month. Ashhurun, Ashhurun, or Shuhurun means months. Madinatun, city. Mudunun, cities. Safinatun, ship. Sufunun, ships. Qalbun, he has a very soft qalbun. Qalbun, heart. Qalbun, heart. Plural, qulubun, qulubun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make the dua, Ya muqallib al-qulub, O the turner of hearts, Thabbit qalbi ala deenik, make my heart firm upon your deen. Jabalun, mountain. Jibalun, mountains. Baytun, house. Buyutun, houses. Qalamun, pen. Aqlamun, pens, mashallah. Excellent. And some verses from the Noble Quran which contain broken plurals, some verses from the Quran which contain broken plurals. Example, وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. There's two broken plurals there. وَجَنَّاتٌ, جَنَّاتٌ, gardens. So that's the plural, gardens. وَجَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي means flows, مِن تَحْتِهَا, from underneath it, Anharun, plural. Anharun, rivers. And gardens beneath which rivers flow. Excellent. Waljibala awtada, Allah mentions. Waljibala, and the mountains. Waljibala awtada, and the mountains are pegs. Jayid, they are pigs, they're holding the matters together. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ They have hearts, قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا Which they do not understand via. These hearts, they don't really, you know, use these hearts to understand. Allahu musta'an. Allah mentions, فَانْكِحُوا And get married, make nikah. مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ Whomsoever you desire, مِنَ النِّسَاءِ From the woman, مِنَ النِّسَاءِ From the woman, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ And marry from amongst the women, whomsoever you want. Allah also mentions, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُ كَانَتْ تَأْتِيهِمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بالبينات رسل not رسول رسول is singular Allah mentions رسل ذلك بأنه that was because كانت تأتيهم used to come to them what رسلهم that used to come to them their messengers بالبينات with clear proofs the messengers used to come to them with clear proofs نعم جيد Allah mentions, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكُمْ جُنَاحٌ There's no harm upon you, there's no sin upon you. أَن تَدْخُلُوا To enter where? بُيُوتًا Houses. To enter the houses, right? To enter بُيُوت. You have one bait and you have many, many بُيُوت, mashaAllah. Excellent. Walhamdulillah. So, Jameel, mashaAllah. Brothers and sisters, lesson number 13. We went through the passage, walhamdulillah. In fact, we'll go through it one more time very quickly, inshaAllah. Lesson number 13. مَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الْفِتْيَةُ الطِّوَالُ يَا عَلِي Who are these? هَؤُلَاء These. Who are these young lads? Tall young lads, O Ali. هَؤُلَاء is the plural of هَذَا هَذَا is this. هَؤُلَاء means these. هُمْ طُلَّابٌ جُدُدٌ هُوَ طَالِبٌ He is a student. هُمْ طَالِبٌ They are students. So, هُمْ طُلَّابٌ جُدُدٌ They are new students. هُمْ means they. They are طُلَّاب, plural, broken plural. جُدُدٌ, broken plural. مِنْ أَيْنَ هُمْ From where are they? هُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِيكَ هُمْ They, men from America. They are from America. أَهُمْ زُمَلَاءُكَ Are they your colleagues? زَمِيل is the singular. زُمَلَاء is the plural. أَهُمْ زُمَلَاءُكَ Are they your colleagues? نَعَمْ هُمْ زُمَلَاءِ Yes, they are my colleagues. E, my, indicating myself. Example, Rabbi, my Rabb. قَلَمِي, my pen. كِتَابِي, my book. هُمْ فِي فَصْلِي They are in my classroom. أَهُمْ مُجْتَهِدُونَ Do they make ijtihad? Are they hardworking? نَعَمْ هُمْ مُجْتَهِدُونَ Yes, they are hardworking. مَا أَسْمَاؤُهُمْ مَا أَسْمَاؤُهُمْ What's their names? أَسْمَاؤُهُمْ Their names يَاسِرٌ وَزَكَرِيَّا وَمُوسَى وَعَبْدُ اللَّهِ Those were their names. مَنْ هَؤُلَاءِ الرِّجَالُ الْقِصَارُ Who are these short men? Who are these رِجَال الْقِصَارُ رَجُل plural رِجَال قَصِيرٌ short plural قِصَارُ هُمْ حُجَّاجٌ They are حُجَّاج مِنْ أَيْنَ هُمْ From where are they? بعضهم. The word بعض. بعض means some. بعضهم من الصين. Some of them are from China. صين is China. وبعضهم من اليابان. And some of them are from Japan. أين موسى وأصدقاؤه? Where's موسى and his أصدقاء and his friends? ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Remember, if we were talking about one brother, we would say ذهب إلى المطعم. سليمان ذهب إلى المطعم أحمد ذهب إلى المطعم بلال ذهب إلى المطعم But we're talking about Bilal, Ahmed, Ilyas, Fatima, Suleiman, many people. They have gone to the restaurant. So we say ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Plural it. plural that verb. ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Excellent, mashallah. Then in exercise number one, they gave us example, هذا طالب. Then we made it هؤلاء طلاب. This is a student. Then we turned it into these are students. هذا تاجر. This is a businessman. هؤلاء تجار. These are businessmen. Excellent. So we went through all of that. Alhamdulillah. Then we went through exercise number two. من هذا الرجل هو حاج. Plural it. من هؤلاء الرجال هم حجاج. Excellent. We went through exercise number three. Now بإذن الله تعالى we move on to exercise number four. Inshallah. Exercise number four. اقرأ المثال ثم حول الجمل الآتية مثله. Read the example and change the sentences as follow. مثال الطالب ذهب إلى المطعم. الطالب, the student. What about him? ذهب, he went. Where? إلى المطعم, the student went to the restaurant. Look at the next one. الطلاب, the students. So not one guy, not two, 20 of them, mashallah. الطلاب ذهبوا. We can't say الطلاب ذهبا. No. الطلاب ذهبوا. We have to plural the verb. الطلاب ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Why are you pluraling the verb? Because we are talking about many people. الطلاب ذهبوا إلى المطعم. Excellent. So let's try number one. الطالب جلس في الفصل. الطالب جلس في الفصل. The student جلس في الفصل sat in the classroom. Plural that. الطالب becomes الطالب. الطلاب. الطلاب جلس. جمع. Make it the جمع of جلس would be جلسوا. الطلاب جلسوا في الفصل in the classroom. One more time. الطلاب جلسوا في الفصل. الطلاب جلسوا في الفصل. جميل. رقم اثنين. Number two. المدرس خرج من المدرسة. المدرس خرج من المدرسة. ما معنى هذا? What does this mean? المدرس يعني the teacher. خرج من المدرسة, left from the school. The teacher left from the school. The teacher exited from the school. يعني الجمع الآن, turn it into the plural. المدرسون. المدرسون. So it's a masculine sound plural. المدرسون خرجوا من المدرسة. المدرسون خرجوا من المدرسة. المدرسون خرجوا من المدرسة. المدرسون, the teachers. خرجوا, exited. All of them exited. من المدرسة, from the school. رقم ثلاثة. Number three. التاجر ذهب إلى السوق. التاجر ذهب إلى السوق. The businessman went to the marketplace. التاجر جمع. التاجر becomes التجار. التجار ذهب. ذهبوا. التجار ذهبوا إلى السوق. التجار ذهبوا إلى السوق. أعد. التجار ذهبوا إلى السوق. أعد. Repeat. التجار ذهبوا إلى السوق. التجار ذهبوا إلى السوق. ما شاء الله. جميل. Exercise number five. يا طلاب أو students. اقرأ واكتب. ما معنى اقرأ? اقرأ. أول ما نزل من القرآن على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. What was the verse? اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. جميل. جيد. اقرأ واكتب and write. Number one. الطلاب في الفصل. أعد. Repeat two times. Every sentence repeat two times. الطلاب في الفصل. الطلاب في الفصل. الطلاب في الفصل. The students are in the classroom. Number two. من هؤلاء الأولاد? Who are these boys? Who are these kids? من هؤلاء الأولاد? من هؤلاء الأولاد؟ أهم أبناؤك؟ Are they your sons? Ahum abna'uka? Ahum abna'uka? Are they your sons? La hum abna'u akhi. La. No. Hum abna'u akhi. They are the sons of my brother. Hum abna'u akhi. Abna'u akhi mudaf mudafun ilay. Abna'u akhi, sons of my brother. Number 3. Man ha'ula innasu. Man ha'ula innasu. Who are these people? Man ha'ula innasu. Man ha'ula innasu. Hum hujjajun min Turkiya. Hum hujjajun min Turkiya. They are hujjaj from where? They are hujjaj from Turkey. Hum hujjajun. So one hajj, jam. Hujjaj, plural is hujjaj, min Turkiya, jameel. Number 4, ayna tajiru, or rather, ayna tujaru, where are the businessmen? Ayna tujaru, where are the businessmen? Dhahabu ila suqi, they have gone to the marketplace. Ayna tujaru, dhahabu ila suqi. Ayna tujaru, dhahabu ila suqi. MashaAllah. من هؤلاء الرجال؟ من هؤلاء الرجال؟ من هؤلاء الرجال؟ Who are these men? هم ضيوف. MashaAllah, somebody says, I have many ضيوف at my house this weekend. What's ضيوف? ضيوف means guests. جميل. So you have one ضيف and many ضيوف. ضيوف. ضيوف الله, guests of Allah. الفلاحون في الحقول. الفلاحون في الحقول. The فلاحون are in the حقول. فلاحون, the farmers are in the حقول, in the fields. وأبناؤهم في المدرسة, and their sons are in the school. وأبناؤهم في المدرسة. أين الطلاب الجدد؟ أين الطلاب الجدد؟ Where are the new students? بعضهم في الفصل وبعضهم عند المدير. Some of them are in the classroom and some of them are with the principal. بعضهم في الفصل. Some of them are in the classroom. وبعضهم عند المدير. And some of them are with the مدير. مدير is the principal. Number 8. أعمامي. My uncles. My father's brothers. أعمامي تجار كبار. أعمامي تجار كبار. My uncles are big businessmen. أعمامي. So عم means uncle. Our Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم was saying to his uncle on his uncle's deathbed, يا عم قل لا إله إلا الله. Oh my uncle Abu Talib, just say لا إله إلا الله. But unfortunately he didn't. Allahu musta'an. A'mami would be the plural of am. Am is uncle. So a'mam is the plural. A'mami would be my uncles. What about them? Tujarun, they are businessmen. Kibarun, they are big businessmen, mashaAllah. Ha'ulai ikhwati, these are my brothers. Ha'ulai, these. Ikhwati, my brothers. How would I say, you know, these are my sisters. Ha'ulai akhawati. Akhawati, akhawati, my sisters. Ikhwati, my brothers. Number 10. Aina abna'uka ya Ali? Where are your sons, O Ali? Aina abna'uka ya Aliyu? Ya Aliyu. Ya ikhwan? Can we ever say Ya Aliyun? No. Can we ever say Ya Bilalun? No. It becomes Ya Bilalu. Ya Aliyu. Because of the Ya. So one Dhamma will drop. Hum fi dukani. They are in the shop. Hum fi dukani. They are in the shop. MashaAllah. Number 11. At-tullabu al-kibaru fi al-mal'abi. الطلاب الكبار, the big students, في الملعب, they are in the ملعب. What's a ملعب? ملعب is the playground. والطلاب الصغار, and the small students, طلاب الصغار, and the small students, في الفصل, are in the classroom. هؤلاء الفتية إخوة. هؤلاء الفتية إخوة. These lads, these boys, these kids are إخوة, they are brothers. هؤلاء الفتية إخوة. These lads, these boys are brothers. أبوهم, their father, Imamu hadha al-masjidi. Their father, Imamu hadha al-masjidi. Their father is the Imam of this masjid. Abuhum, Imamu hadha al-masjidi. Their father is the Imam of this masjid. Abuhum, their father. Imamu hadha al-masjidi is the Imam of this masjid. Ha'ulai rijalu fallahun. Ha'ulai rijalu fallahun. These men are farmers. Min qaryati. Qaryatun is a village. Qaryati, my village. Qaryati, min qaryati, from my village. Number 14. Ayna tulabul jududu? Where's the new students? Akharaju. Did they leave? Did they exit? Akharaju. Did they exit? Na'am kharaju wa dhahabu ila al-maktabati. Na'am, yes. Kharaju, they left. Wa dhahabu, and they went. Where? إلى المكتبة to the library. أهؤلاء الأطباء مسلمون. So there's a gathering of some doctors. And so you say, أهؤلاء الأطباء مسلمون. Are these doctors Muslims? Are these all of these doctors Muslims? They say, نعم هم مسلمون. Yes, they are Muslims. لي أبناء صغار. لي أبناء صغار. Li abna'un sigharun. Li, I have. Abna'un sigharun, I have small kids. I have small sons. Sigharun is the plural. Abna'un, plural of ibn. Ma'ruhum fil madrasati al-ibtida'iyyati. Some of them are in primary level school. Al-ibtida'iyyati. Madrasa al-ibtida'iyyati, primary. وَبَعْضُهُمْ فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْمُتَوَسِّطَةِ. And some of them are in school متوسطة, intermediate level school. وَبَعْضُهُمْ فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ الْمُتَوَسِّطَةِ. مُتَوَسِّطَةِ, intermediate level school. We are أُمَّةٌ وَسَطْ. We are the middle ummah. جميل. اكتب جمع الكلمات الآتية. Write the plural of the following words, inshallah. B6. اكتب جمع الكلمات الآتية. Write down the plural of the following words. كبير كبار. كبير كبار. Big. Plural would be كبار. مسلم مسلمون. Sound plural. مسلم مسلمون. رجل. Plural is رجال. Men. رجل رجال. Broken plural. ابن أبناء. Broken plural. Dhaifun dhuyufun. Dhaifun dhuyufun. Broken plural. Fata fityatun. Fityatun. Lad, young boy. Fityatun. Hajjun becomes hujjajun. Hujjajun. My akh. Akhun. Akhun means brother. Plural would be ikhwatun. That's a bit of a tricky one. Sometimes people think that's feminine. No. Akhun and ikhwatun. أخٌ and إخوةٌ. صغيرٌ صغارٌ. طويلٌ طوالٌ. Tall. غنيٌ غنيٌ and أغنياءُ. أغنياءُ. غنيٌ أغنياءُ. فقيرٌ فقراءُ. فقراءُ. غنيٌ فقراء. Excellent. الكلمات الجديدة. New words that we covered in exercise number 13. الحقل. حقل is a field. Plural. حقول. حقول. الناس. الناس means people. الناس. يا أيها الناس. Allah mentions many times in the Noble Quran. القرية. القرية, the village. الضيف, the guest. Ash-sheikhu. Ash-sheikhu, the sheikh. What does sheikh mean? Sheikh could mean somebody who's knowledgeable. Sheikh could mean somebody who's old. Al-mat'amu. Al-mat'amu, the restaurant. Al-madrasatu al-ibtida'iyyatu. Al-madrasatu al-ibtida'iyyatu, the intermediate level school. Al-madrasatu al-ibtida'iyyatu, junior level school, insha'Allah. Jameel. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. Now we move on to section Ba in lesson number 13. So mashallah, exercise number 13 has an alif section, then it has a ba section, then it will also have a jeem section. So lesson number 13 is very, very long lesson. Walhamdulillah. Let's see how much we can cover with regards to ba, inshallah. Maybe we can complete ba. So ba dealing with now the sound feminine plural. We touched upon muslimun, becomes muslimuna. Now what about muslimatun? Becomes muslimatun. Mu'minatun, she's a mu'mina. Mu'minatun, the feminine plural, sound plural version, inshallah. So let's read. Man ha'ula'i al-fatayatu ya Maryamu? Who are these young girls, ya Maryamu? Man ha'ula, who are these? Man ha'ula, who these? Al-fatayatu, plural. Look at that, fatayat. Jayid, originally it was fityatun, now it's fatayatun. Ya Maryamu, O Maryam. Hunna zamilati. They are my colleagues. Take note, when we spoke about the male, we said hum. When we spoke about many males, we said hum. Hum zumala'i. Hum zumala'i. Hum tullabun. But here we're talking about a group of only females, so we say hunna. Group of only males, we say hum. Group of only females, we say hunna. Hunna. Hunna zamilati. Hunna zamilati. Jamil. A'akhawatun hunna. A'akhawatun hunna. Are they sisters? A'akhawatun hunna. Are they sisters? Na'am. Hunna akhawatun. Na'am. Hunna akhawatun. Yes, they are sisters. Na'am. Hunna akhawatun. Man abuhunna? Man abuhunna? Who's their father? Man, who? Abu, father. Hunna, their father. Man abuhunna? Who's their father? Abuhunna, their father. Ash-shaykhu Bilalun. Sheikh Bilal is their father. Abu Hunna Ash-Sheikhu Bilalun. Their father is Sheikh Bilal. Ummu Hunna Ustadati. Their mother is my teacher. Ummu Hunna, their mother. Ustadati is my teacher. Ummu Hunna Ustadati, their mother. So Ummun is mother. Ummuhunna, so we have attached the pronoun. Ummuhunna, their mother. Ustadati is my female teacher. Aina baytuhunna, where's their house? Where's all these girls' house? Baytuhunna qareebun min al-madrasati. Baytuhunna, their house. Baytuhu, his house. Baytuha, her house. Bayti, my house. Baytuhum, their house. Baytuhunna, their house, females. I repeat. Baytun, a house. Bayti, my house. Baytuhu, his house. Baytuha, her house. Baytuhum, their house, males. Baytuhunna, their house, females. Baytuka, your house, speaking to a male. Baytuki, your house, speaking to a female. Jamil. Tamarin, exercise. Number one. حول المبتدا في الجمل الآتية إلى جمع كما هو موضح في المثال. Change the subject in all of the sentences to the plural as found in the example. How will Jayid? So change the subject into the plural. Example. Hadihi bintun. This is a girl. Hadihi bintun. Hadihi bintun. This is a girl. Ha'ula'i banatun. These are girls. Ha'ula'i banatun. So we changed hadihi to ha'ula. And so then we will change bin to banatun. Hadihi bintun. Ha'ula'i banatun. Again. Hadihi bintun. Ha'ula'i banatun. Girls. Hadihi talibatun. You give us the answers, ya mashaykh. Hadihi talibatun. Change that. Ha'ula'i talibatun. Ha'ula'i talibatun. These are female students. Number three. هذه مدرسة. This is a female teacher. هذه مدرسة. هؤلاء مدرسات. These are female teachers. The next one. هذه طبيبة. This is a female doctor. هذه طبيبة. هؤلاء طبيبات. Take note. طبيبات and مدرسات and طالبات. These are all sound feminine plurals. All we did was add an ألف and تاء to them. طبيبة. طبيبات. هذه مسلمة. Number four. هذه مسلمة. This is a Muslim female. هؤلاء مسلمات. By the way, what does Muslim mean? Muslim means the one who submits. The one who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jameel. So the male who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called the Muslimun. And the female who submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is called the Muslimatun. هذه زوجة. This is a wife. هذه زوجة. هؤلاء زوجات. These are wives. هذه أخت. This is a sister. هؤلاء أخوات. These are sisters. هذه فتاة. هؤلاء فتيات. Again, هذه فتاة. This is a young girl. هؤلاء فتيات. Plural. هذه جديدة. This is new. هؤلاء جدد. Take note. Number 8, 9, 10 and 11, the plurals. جدد. كبار. صغار. They are the same, whether they are describing male or female, they are the same in the plural sense. هذه جديدة. هؤلاء جدد. هذه كبيرة. هؤلاء كبار. هذه صغيرة. This is a small one. هؤلاء صغار. هذه طويلة. This is tall. هؤلاء طوال. هؤلاء طوال. Jameel, mashaAllah. Walhamdulillah. Barakallah fiqh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you people in your beneficial knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding of the language of the noble Quran. Walhamdulillah. Exercise number 2, brothers and sisters. So what are we studying, ya ikhwan wal akhawat? We are studying plurals in the Arabic language. We have kitabun, we have the plural kutubun, we have a nabiyun, we have anbiya, we have a rasul, we have rusul, mashaAllah. Then we touched upon the sound masculine plural. We added waw and noon, muslimun, muslimuna. Then we went into the sound feminine plural, muslimatun, muslimatun. طبيبة طبيبات ما شاء الله جيد. Exercise number 2. اقرأ واكتب. Read and write. هؤلاء إخوتي. These are my sisters. These إخوتي. هؤلاء إخوتي. These are my brothers. هؤلاء إخوتي. These are my brothers. وهؤلاء أخواتي. And these are my sisters. هؤلاء إخوتي وهؤلاء أخواتي. These are my brothers and these are my sisters. من هؤلاء الفتيات؟ Who are these girls? هؤلاء بنات المدرسة. They are the daughters of the female teacher. هؤلاء بنات المدرسة. They are the daughters of the female teacher. هؤلاء الفتيات زميلاتي. هؤلاء الفتيات زميلاتي. These girls are my colleagues. هؤلاء الفتيات زميلاتي. These girls are my colleagues. أبوهن طبيب. Their father. أبوه, his father. أبوها, her father. أبوهم, their father. أبوهن, their father. We're talking about females. أبوهن طبيب وأمهن مدرسة. Their father is a is a doctor and their mother is a teacher. Tabibun, doctor. Wa ummuhunna mudarrisatun, and their mother is a teacher. Aina talibatul jududu, we are the new female students. Aina talibatul jududu, aina talibatul jududu, aina talibatul jududu, we are the new female students. Dhahabna ila al-maktabati. This is something new. Dhahabna. When we are talking about a group of males or a mixed group and we want to plural the verb, we say dhahabu, we say jalasu, we say katabu, we say qara'u, etc. But if it's a group of only females, then we will not say dhahabu, but we would say dhahabna, dhahabna. Dhahabna ila al-maktabati. They went to the library. Underline that dhahabna. It's important, very important. Aina banatuka? Aina banatuki ya ammati? Where are your daughters, oh my aunt, my father's sister? Aina banatuki? Where are your daughters, ya ammati, oh my father's sister? Hunna fil matbakhi. They are in the kitchen. My daughters are in the kitchen. They are in the kitchen. So what does she say? Hunna fil matbakhi. They are in the kitchen. Ahaulail mumarridatu muslimatun. Are these female nurses Muslims? Na'am. Ahaulai al mumarridatun. Mumarridat, nurses. Ahaulail mumarridatu muslimatun. Are these nurses Muslims? Muslimatun. Sound feminine plural. Na'am. Meaning, yes, they are Muslims. هؤلاء طبيبات. These are female doctors. هؤلاء طبيبات. These are female doctors. أزواجهن مدرسون. أزواجهن, their husbands. Their spouses. What are their spouses? Their spouses are مدرسون, are teachers. Their spouses are teachers. من هذه المرأة? Who is this woman? من هذه المرأة? من هذه المرأة? هي زوجة الطبيب الجديد. She is the wife of the new doctor. هي زوجة الطبيب. She is the wife of the doctor. الجديد, new doctor. What type of doctor? She is the wife of the new doctor. She is not the new wife of the doctor. No. She is the wife of the new doctor. Important. She is the wife of the new doctor. Jadid is describing the doctor. But if we said, hiya zawjatu tabibil jadidatu, then it would mean, she is the new wife of the doctor. But we are saying, she is the wife of the new doctor. MashaAllah. Abanatuka fil madrasati thanawiyyati ya Usama. Are your daughters in secondary school, ya Usama? He says, ba'duhunna fil madrasati thanawiyyati. Ba'duhunna fil madrasati thanawiyyati. Some of them are in secondary school. Wa ba'duhunna fil madrasati al mutawassitati. And some of them are in intermediate level school. Alaka banatun, alaki banatun ya Layla. He's speaking to Layla. Alaki banatun ya Layla? Alaki banatun ya Layla? Do you have daughters, O Layla? Alaki banatun ya Layla? Na'am li banatun kibarun. Na'am li banatun kibarun. Yes, I have banatun kibarun. I have big daughters. Na'am li banatun kibarun. Alaki banatun ya Layla? نعم لي بنات كبار. Yes, I have big daughters. هن وهن طالبات بالجامعة. And they are students at the university. وهن طالبات بالجامعة. وهن طالبات بالجامعة. وهن, and they are طالبات, are students بالجامعة, and they are students at the university. من هؤلاء النساء الطوال. Who are these tall women? من هؤلاء النساء الطوال. Who are these tall women? هن طبيبات. They are doctors. من أمريكا. They are doctors from America. They are doctors from America. Last one. الطبيبات خرجن من المستشفى. الطبيبات خرجنا من المستشفى. The doctors have left the hospital. الطبيبات خرجنا من المستشفى. The doctors have exited the hospital. The doctors have exited the hospital. والحمد لله. Which doctors? The female doctors have exited the hospital. بإذن الله تعالى, brothers and sisters, يا إخوان والأخوات, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, بإذن الله تعالى, in our next majlis, we will continue lesson number 13 from book 1 of the Arabic language syllabus, inshallah. Now, inshallah, we look to the Noble Quran, we look to the Mus'haf for certain maxims, insha'Allah. Certain maxims, certain words which are extremely vast in meaning, which in reality are foundational principles in matters. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Qasas, verse number 26. And this is our qa'ida number 17. Inna khayra man ista'jarta al-qawiyyul amin. Verily, the best of those that you hire are al-qawiyyu, the one who is strong, al-aminu, the one who is trustworthy. Verily, from amongst the best people that you can hire, the best for you to hire is somebody who is strong in whatever field it might be, whether it's in accounting, whether it means physical strength, whatever it might be, based upon that field. Al-aminu, trustworthy, subhanAllah. This qa'ida, this maxim here, is an important qa'ida when it comes to transactions, when it comes to relationship with people. We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this in the middle of the story of Musa alayhi salam with the people of Madian. When you had those women who came there and they wanted to gather some water, they wanted to get some water. Their father was old and fragile, and he was not able to come and collect this water on their behalf. So they went. But there were all men around the water hole, and so they waited. And so Musa alayhi salam, he was sitting around there, and he noticed that, you know what, they're not going forward because of the presence of all of these men. And so he went forward and he collected the water, he filled it up, etc. And then he took it all the way for them to their home. And so they then put forward to their father that, you know what, you are old, etc. Why don't you hire this guy here? I mean, this guy, we feel that he is strong, he is able, and he is trustworthy. We find in the Noble Quran, they say to their father, Ya abati istajirhu, O our father, hire him. Inna khayra man istajarta al-qawiyyul amin. Verily, from amongst the best that you could hire is somebody who is able, who is strong, and he is amin, subhanallah. Quwwa fil amal. He has strength to do this work. He is not ill, he is not sick, etc. He has the ability to complete this task. And he also has amana, he is trustworthy, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, you want to hire somebody to stand in your shop. You want to hire somebody to be the cashier. You want to hire an accountant. You want to hire somebody who does marketing for you, whatever it might be. Two important qualities this person needs to have is what? Number one, they need to have the ability to fulfill that job, that task. Number two, they need to be trustworthy. That's what you are looking for, subhanAllah. And we find these two qualities mentioned numerous times in the Noble Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the matter of Jibreel, the one who brings the revelation to the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah described him, إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ ذِي قُوَّةٍ عِنْدَ ذِي الْعَرْشِ مَكِينٍ مُطَاعٍ ثُمَّ أَمِينٍ. Allah says, ذِي قُوَّةٍ. He has power, he has ability, he has strength. Then Allah ends off and saying, Ameen, he is trustworthy. Surah Takwir, verse number 19 to 21. Then with regards to Yusuf alayhi salam, when he knew that there was the drought which is coming very, very soon, he says that, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض. Put me in charge of the stores, put me in charge of the treasury, etc. إني حفيظ عليم. Verily, I am حفيظ. I am, protector. I am somebody who will safeguard this matter. And I am alim, and I have knowledge. So the first matter, he is hafiz, that he is trustworthy. And number two, he is alim, he has knowledge with regards to this matter. SubhanAllah, the same two qualities, trustworthiness and number two, ability. We also find With regards to Sulaiman alayhi salam, the verses, قَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا الْمَلَأُ أَيُّكُمْ يَأْتِينِي بِعَرْشِهَا. Sulaiman says, who will bring the throne of Bilqis to me? قَبْلَ أَن يَأْتُونِي مُسْلِمِينَ. قَالَ Ifrit from the jinn, he said, أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ. I will bring her throne here before you stand up. And then he describes himself. وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌّ أَمِينٌ. Subhanallah, he says, I am qawi, I am strong, and I am ameen. So put me in charge of this task. I am trustworthy, I have amana, and number two, I have the ability to fulfill this task. So quwwa and amana, these are two important characteristics that anyone looks for when they want to hire. And so, if you want to be hired, you should obviously have these two characteristics, have the ability to fulfill that task, and number two, you should be somebody who is trustworthy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to fulfill whatever tasks we are tasked with, and number two, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us trustworthy. Trustworthy amana. The boss is not looking, and so you abuse the telephone. The boss is not looking, he is absent, and so you come into work early. You leave early. You come into work rather late, Allahu musta'an. And then you leave early. Your lunch break is half an hour, you take 1.5 hours. You go for Salatul Jumu'ah, and then you linger about smoking, doing this, etc., etc. Is this amana? No, this is not amana. Would you like somebody to do the same as you are doing if you hired them? No, you wouldn't, subhanAllah. And so do unto others as you would love them to do unto you. Barakallahu feek. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand the Arabic language. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge which is beneficial. Barakallahu feek. Until we meet again, your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Hayyakumullah. Hatha wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. الله وبركاته.